The question was asked, what do you tell a 10-year-old who comes and asks about dinosaurs? So the first thing I would tell him is that it's 20 to 1 in the morning, and I think I could give him a better answer when I'm more awake. But being that you want my answer at 20 to 1 in the morning, so I will try my best, and forgive me if I err. I think the most important thing to tell the child is that science is ever-changing and the Torah is eternal. People sometimes err and try to make the Torah fit into science. And when they do that, they are constricting the Torah and they are limiting the truth of the Torah. The truth of the Torah is complete and eternal. We don't necessarily know how to grasp it. We don't necessarily understand it. But it is truth. When I take something that science tells me and I say, well, let's see how the Torah fits into that, what I'm doing is I'm saying, science is true, and now being that I know the Torah is true, so let me alter the Torah or figure out something in the Torah to make it fit into science. If I knew for a fact that dinosaurs existed millions of years ago, then I'd have to go back to the Torah and analyze it, and maybe I'd say, well, then maybe those Rishonim that say that the world... The first days of the world were much longer than a 24-hour day. Maybe we should go with them. Or maybe I'd quote to him the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and Tanna de Beli Yo that say that Nachash HaKadmoni, the original snake, had feet and was this huge creature that was supposed to serve mankind. Or maybe I would quote him the opinion that says that the Medrash tells us that God created quite a few worlds before this world. So there are opinions that say when God created those worlds, He didn't just wipe them out off the planet. They remained on planet Earth. And these dinosaurs maybe are from previous worlds that existed. Or maybe I would say all of this is before the Mabul and carbon dating isn't so accurate because carbon dating presupposes that the atmospheric pressure remained a constant from in the last thousands or millions of years. I could tell him many things. I could tell him a lot of things. I could tell him that the Pharisees Yisrael... Well, whatever. There are answers. But that's not what my goal would be when I would answer a child. I would tell him... I would maybe allude to some of the answers. But I would tell him, look, we don't know if these dinosaurs did exist or didn't exist. God created Earth. We don't know if God created a young Earth or an old Earth. We know... Listen. Chazal tell us that the plants, the vegetation, the humans, and the animals that were created on planet Earth were not babies, but mature. And who knows if when God created planet Earth, He created a baby Earth or a mature planet Earth? Meaning, maybe God wanted to give us fossil fuels. Maybe God wanted us to have petroleum today. So God created an earth that looked like it existed for 2 million years. Today, if you wanted to create a gem, maybe you needed to have it sitting under that much pressure for 2 million years to create a gem. Maybe. But God wanted us to have gems, so God created planet Earth with gems inside. Maybe God created planet Earth with fossil fuels and all kinds of things that, you're right, in order for them to decompose, it would take a few million years. Well, God created the earth with those things so that we could use them. And maybe God also created planet Earth with dinosaurs. That's not something that's far-fetched. Why would God create planet Earth with dinosaurs? I don't know. Why would God create planet Earth with petroleum? Who needs to have all these wealthy Arab states all around us? I don't know. For some reason, Hashem says, I want to give them black gold, like the Medrash says. Hashem says, I want to give Yishmael black gold. So God gave Yishmael black gold. They have petroleum. Okay. God saw it fit. The first thing I would want the child to understand is that when I see something in the Torah and I see something in science, and they don't seem to shtim, they don't seem to go together well, so I have to recognize that maybe my understanding of the Torah is incorrect, but I shouldn't be quick to come to that conclusion. Meaning, it could be that my understanding is correct and science is incorrect. And it could be that there are other things that I have to learn in the Torah and I have to have patience. And as I learn, I will discover what the answer is. Right now, science says this, fine. Up until about 2-3 years ago, science denied that there was a fish from the dinosaur times. About 3 years ago, they caught this fish, and somebody said, wow, we always thought this was prehistoric. Couldn't be. Yeah, the world has evolved so much since then. It's just like scientists, when they first heard about the electric eel, They gave tens of reasons why it couldn't exist. Can't be a living being that has electricity within it. Impossible. They all explained why it was impossible till they were confronted that with the fact that it exists. So do we know that there aren't dinosaurs today? Probably there aren't dinosaurs today. Do we know that the dinosaurs came from millions of years ago? We don't know that. We don't know that. Could be the dinosaurs really don't come from so many million years ago. Carbon dating has its strong points and has its weak points, and maybe it's right and maybe it's wrong. And the fact that the Torah doesn't mention it, well, the Torah mentions other things which might be that. We don't know. That the earth is millions of years old, the Torah tells us it's not that way. The simple understanding. I wouldn't be quick to tell him all the opinions that give other explanations. I would say no. This is how old the world is. Ah, you seem to find all these things in the earth. Well, maybe God created an old earth with dinosaurs in it, and maybe the carbon dating isn't accurate, and maybe these are Nechasha Kadmonim, maybe these are the ancient snake that Chazal already tell us had these big feet, or maybe there are other midrashim which we haven't yet learned that talk to us about dinosaurs. There are midrashim that discuss all kinds of things, all kinds of creatures that existed in the world. We know there was a flood that wiped out the earth, right? So, according to one opinion. So who knows what the flood did to affect everything that was here. We don't know. We don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with telling a child, I don't know. There are potential answers, and I don't know which one is true. But what I do need to know is that the Torah doesn't have to bow its head to science. Science is ever-changing, and the Torah is eternal and true. Now, which is the correct answer? I don't know. But I don't think I have to bother the child with all the different potential answers. I think what I have to tell the child is there are potential answers, and maybe allude to one or two, but tell them that that's not the main point. We don't know what the correct answer is. What we do know is that there is one truth, and it's somewhere there in the Torah. We don't know what it is, but it's somewhere hidden there in the Torah, and there is an answer to it, either. But I think it is important to give them suggestions, either that it's an old earth, or that this is maybe this is the ancient Nahash. We do have a tradition that the snake had hands and feet and could talk and was this big creature, etc. We have all kinds of traditions that this might fit into. We're not sure. I don't think there's anything wrong with telling a child we're not sure. We don't know. Who said they're accurate in their analysis of dinosaurs? It's important for a child to know that science has its limitations, and science is ever evolving. And with all due respect to science, we limit our respect for science.
What does it have to be that it's feeding the Torah to the science or the science to the Torah? Perhaps they both have separate functions.
Perhaps, but we know that every wisdom is in the Torah. Everything is there. We just don't know how to get it. But everything you want to know is in the Torah. Come join our Torah Hashem Tmimah class Friday mornings, and you'll understand it a little bit better from the Ramban. The Torah is all-encompassing. If a person asks you, what does the Torah tell you? Are there Martians or not? Are there people on other planets? Could there be life forms on other planets or not? And if I fly out to other planets, how do I keep the Torah? So the correct answer, I think, is that the Torah tells us, but I don't know where, and I don't know how to derive it. Unfortunately, we don't know in our generation how to learn the Torah well enough. So I don't know the answer, are there Martians and people on other planets? Because I don't know where in the Torah might make mention of that. What I know is that the Torah is all-encompassing. Now, to have one book that is all-encompassing for the whole world and the whole planet, that's pretty phenomenal, right? Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal, but you have to know the codes, how to find things inside.
I'm just touching on the principle. Is there necessarily have to be a principle that we can derive medicine and, you know, heart transplant, how to do it from the Torah? Meaning, or is it that perhaps we could say that every subject is touched in the Torah, but not necessarily that it's expanded on the Torah? Perhaps the Torah is there to teach us a thing, the Torah's purpose is to teach us to be moral, teach us morality, not necessarily.
So Chazal tell us, istakel bo raiso vora alma. God made the Torah not only as a book of morals, but rather as the code book for the world. We don't know how to decipher the code, but we know that in the Torah is hidden all the code book for how the world works. Now, Again, if you'd be in our Friday morning class in the Ran, so the Ran describes, you're talking about a concept that's developed, meaning how does this work? So you could say, well, it's all spiritual and codes, or you could say that there are levels of truth in this world. And to understand the essence of something's creation automatically allows you to understand all of its attributes. If we really understood why God created man, then we'd automatically understand why man can see, how man can feel, all the different attributes of man we'd understand. Because all of them are outgrowths. They are derivatives of this prime reason, which can be very complex, for the creation of man. So whether the Torah clearly illustrates or the Torah has the deeper understanding of why things were created, well, if you want, you could go with that route, you could go with the Ran. But at the end of the day, our tradition is that somewhere in the Torah, there is the answer to all these questions. You might not find it. I don't know how to find it. But it's there. I mean, the Gra was asked by his students, where's the Rambam mentioned in the Torah? So the Gra told them, it says, Leman revos mosai be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I want to do many amazing things in Egypt. We know the Rambam lived in Egypt. Revos mosai be'eretz Mitzrayim, Rashi Tevos Rambam. The Ramban was challenged by a disciple, where does my name appear in the Torah? The disciple was an apostate by the name of Avner. So the Ramban told him, it says in the Pasuk, Amarti af ehem ashbita me'enosh zicham. The third letter in each word spells out Avner. Af ehem ashbita me'enosh zicham. Spells out Avner, the third letter of each word. So the Ramban figured it out one place, the Gra knew it in another place. I don't know it in any place. What can I do? Bezrat Hashem, we should merit Sod Hashem Nireyav. I think that is an important concept. Would I know how to make a heart transplant? Me personally, not. Did the Tanaim know how to make a heart transplant? No, they didn't know how to make a heart transplant. Have we evolved in science? Yes. In science, we could discover things that the ancient generations didn't know. But can it be that one day Hashem will open up the Torah and show us, hey, wait a second, here I wrote how you make a heart transplant, and here I wrote about electricity, and here I wrote about all the things that they didn't know. Yes, but they didn't know, meaning they didn't have the code either to all the levels. Hashem didn't want them to know about electricity. So the Tanam didn't know how to figure out electricity. You'd ask a Tana, does electricity exist? He wouldn't know to answer you. Maybe he would. I don't know. And then the Mishnah doesn't seem to appear. And the Gemara doesn't seem to appear, so it doesn't seem like they knew about electricity. So maybe that part of the code Hashem didn't want them to have at that point. Today we still don't have it.
You are saying this as a suggestion. I don't have a problem with the code, but I'm saying perhaps it isn't. What's this? Pick up the right of Baratma. When we are confronted with this saying, isn't or right that perhaps just the general wisdom of Hashem that is much beyond what we consider the Torah, what has been given to us. Like the master plan that has been formulated, written down to words. Like the general wisdom is in there, also an idea of the wisdom of the nations.
I want to see if I could. I'm trying to remember where it's said most explicitly. I think in the Ramban, Parshat Torah Hashem Tmima, what we've learned the last few weeks, exactly says what we just said. I'm trying to think if there's a place that says it more explicitly. There's a Gra, I don't remember where it is. I'm trying to think. I have to see if I could think of a better source. I said what I think, but I could hear that someone will say differently. I'm quoting to you the sources that I'm saying. You're saying someone else might interpret those sources differently. Okay?